other than the sacred liturgy of Good Friday or of a funeral, there is no more solemn liturgy in the Church's whole liturgical calendar than this liturgy of Ash Wednesday, when, with multiple prayers and blessings, the ashes, which are a symbol of penance — they are not penance themselves, except maybe for me, but they are symbols of penance. Now, a lot of people who never set foot in the church, on Ash Wednesday, they hurry to the church at 7:30 in the morning and make sure they have ashes, and everybody in town sees that they're Catholic, or at least they say they are. That is not our purpose. In that sense, I'm glad that our Mass is in the evening. Nobody's going to see you, except you and God and your mirror. And so, we don't do it as a show-up kind of thing. We do it because we need to definitely, completely, and totally have penance. And the penance must be inside, as our Lord says. This penance, this repentance for our sins. And of course, some people may say, well, I've never done anything bad. Excuse me, you're not Jesus, Mary, or Joseph. But even the smallest little sin is an infinite offense against God, says St. Thomas Aquinas. And so we have infinitely offended God, and we do so many times. The scripture says, the just man sins seven times a day, means many times a day. And so we continuously offend our Lord and our God. And so the church has been directed by the Holy Spirit in her most sacred liturgy, which is most definitely something that is revealed from above. It did not just happen. It did not come in a flying saucer and drop down like some people think the Bible did or whatever. No, no, no. It is a collaboration between God and man. And so the church has put these prayers here for our well-being and for our salvation. But they are, and you should read them again on your own. They're magnificent. They remind us that we have to do penance, that we have offended God, and that we have to do something about it. And of course, it is not something that we do so that other people may see it. It is something that we do so that God sees it. And it is very important. In the meantime, of course, there are three principles of the season of Lent, which we begin today. Prayer, which we are doing. Penance, which hopefully we will be doing. And charity. Charity to those who need us in any way. And not only those who are monetarily poor, but anyone who needs us, maybe only psychologically or spiritually or any other way. All those who are the poor of the Lord. Anawim, it said in the Old Testament. And so we begin this season. It is my favorite season. Some people would say Christmas, which we just finished with all its magnificent decorations and the nativity scene, is my favorite. It is favorite. But this is my favorite, because as a Spaniard, we love to groan and moan. We love to mourn, to offer up our sorrowful prayers to God Almighty. And this is the season for that. 40 days of Lent, till we come to the sacred Triduum at the end of Holy Week. And then we celebrate the mysteries which make up who we are as the one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church, outside of which there is no salvation. Today, then, let us look inside. Let us not look at our neighbors to see what they're doing, to see how much ashes they got, or how much they're kneeling, or if they're walking around the church on their knees, all that kind of stuff, which is not what it's all about. Sacrifice and penance, yes, but it should be done for God alone. And if we do it in front of others, it is to give an example of the things that we should all do. And this is that season. Our Lord came not to live, but to die. And we see him beneath the altar in the beautiful image that I brought from Częstochowa in Poland. We see that wonderful image of Christ and the tomb. And of course, the altar represents the tomb of Christ, represents the suffering of Christ. It represents that which he did for us and for which we should be eternally grateful. Let us not waste 1 second of this Lent. And of course, many people give up a lot of things. Most of it is totally nonsense. God sends you the penance that he wants you to have. And this includes sometimes spiritual suffering, depression, and sometimes physical suffering, which is very difficult to bear, as I can assure you. Sometimes he sends you other things that we cannot go into here, but we do need to receive whatever he sends with love and gratitude, thanking him for thinking of us, because he's doing this so that we may repent and be saved. Remember, man, that thou art dust, and unto dust thou shalt return. In nomine Patris et Filii et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.